Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today we're diving into a powerful topic that can seriously level up your life. The power of self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up over mistakes? You know that feeling when you trip over nothing, miss up a presentation, or even just have a bad day? We all have those moments. But what if I told you there's a way to handle those stumbles with grace and understanding instead of harsh self-criticism? That's where self-compassion and forgiveness come in. They're not about letting yourself off the hook or excusing bad behavior. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Think about it. Would you berate your best friend for making a mistake? Probably not. You'd likely offer support, encouragement, and a reminder that everyone messes up sometimes. So why do we hold ourselves to such a different standard? It's time to ditch the inner critic and embrace these powerful tools. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion and forgiveness. 1. Recognize your humanness. First things first, remember that you're human. We're all flawed, imperfect beings who make mistakes. It's part of being alive and learning. Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, see them as opportunities for growth and understanding. Think about it like a muscle. The more you practice self-compassion, the stronger it becomes. 2. Practice active kindness. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to someone you care about. When you catch yourself being overly critical, pause and ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? If not, rephrase your thoughts in a more supportive and compassionate way. Imagine giving yourself a warm hug or a pep talk. That's the energy we want to bring into our self-talk. 3. Acknowledge your emotions. Bottling up your feelings only makes them stronger. Allow yourself to feel your emotions fully, without judgment. Acknowledge the hurt, the anger, the frustration, whatever comes up. Remember, feeling your emotions doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human and capable of experiencing a full range of emotions. 4. Learn from your mistakes. Instead of dwelling on past mistakes, view them as valuable lessons. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this knowledge to grow and make better choices in the future? Remember, mistakes are inevitable, but our response to them defines us. 5. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. Learn to forgive yourself for past mistakes and extend forgiveness to others who have wronged you. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning their actions, it means releasing the anger and resentment that weighs you down. Think about a time when you really messed up. Maybe you burned dinner, said something hurtful to someone, or just had a really rough day. How did you treat yourself? Did you get on your own case, berate yourself, and replay every detail over and over in your mind? Or did you offer yourself some understanding, remember that everyone makes mistakes, and move forward with a bit of grace? If you found yourself doing the first thing, don't beat yourself up. We all have those moments. But this is where self-compassion comes in. Imagine taking a deep breath, offering yourself a little kindness and saying something like, okay, I messed up, but it's not the end of the world. I can learn from this and do better next time. That's the power of self-compassion. It helps us navigate those rough patches with more resilience and grace. So remember these key takeaways. Embrace your humanness. Practice active kindness towards yourself. Acknowledge your emotions without judgment. Learn from your mistakes. And forgive yourself and others. Self-compassion and forgiveness are ongoing journeys, not destinations. There will be times when you slip up and find yourself back in that critical mindset. But keep practicing, keep reminding yourself of these powerful tools, and watch how they transform your relationship with yourself and the world around you. Now, go out there and treat yourself with the love and understanding you deserve. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little dose of self-compassion. Until next time, keep striving for balance and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.